Gabe Olbert with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders joining us here today as he announced here recently that he is going to be headed to Buena Vista to be a track athlete. Gabe, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing today, man?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here. You guys off to a great start. Baseball, let's start with that here real quick. What, you guys sitting 10-1 right now heading into your game tonight. What has went so well for this team baseball-wise?
Really, I just think it's our chemistry. We've came really close these past few weeks, and we've just been working really hard at our goals, and I think we're finally seeing the cream of the crop and how hard work pays off. And we're just a bunch of fun, going kids, and I think our success is just coming from hard work and just the chemistry we have.
Gabe, baseball, one of those sports you excel at. You really excel at all of the sports that you've participated in, and you're a four-sport star down there at Coon Rapids. I asked you here before the interview, that you had a chance to probably go on and play four different sports. Before we talk about why you chose track, let's talk about the recruiting process with a guy that has been really good in basketball and really good in track and really good in baseball and really good as in football as well. When did coaches at all of the different sports, when did they start contacting you and when did you start hearing from colleges?
I'd say around, it was different for each sport, but around my freshman year, a lot of college coaches for football reached out to me. And, you know, young kid, I didn't really think much of it. I mean, obviously I was happy, and then I just didn't really think too far ahead. I was just working on myself. And then other sports, such as baseball and basketball, more my junior year. And then track, finally, actually around my senior year is when coaches started reaching out to me.
Were you surprised that it took so long for you to get to the notice when it came to track?
I'd say so, but at the same time, I mean, it's whatever. I think a lot of coaches, I think I'm a very, I don't know what to say. I think I'm a good athlete, and a lot of coaches could put me really anywhere on the track team, and it's just taking a shot at the 1A kid is the problem, I think.
Let's talk about the process. As people started to reach out to you, where was your interest early on what sports you wanted to play, or was it more, I'm going to see what my options are and wait a little while to make that decision?
Me personally, I was just going to wait on it and just see what was going to happen. I knew earlier, like my sophomore years, I wanted to play football. That's what I had my mindset to. But then as time went on, I felt that track would be the best in college because it's less injury prone and it actually is just the best fit for me in my body, I'd say.
You've had some injuries through high school. How much did that play kind of a role in the health of your body, you know, being a decision maker?
I've sprained my MCL my freshman year in football. Rolled my ankle a few times. And then just recently, senior year in football, I dislocated my shoulder. So obviously those things kind of affect your thoughts and what you want to do at the next level. But luckily enough, I'm still healthy. But I just think that I should hang up the football jersey for a while at least.
So that means maybe the door cracked to try it at some point?
Oh, of course. I mean, if I could get a look at the BV football and they'll be willing to accept me, I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Well, that makes it interesting. If their coach listens to this, you might be getting another call from BV here soon. But let's talk about the visits. Where did you all go? What coaches did you all talk to? What campuses have you all seen throughout this entire process?
I went on an Iowa State visit. I wasn't going to ever run track or do any sports, but that was my plan A going into this year because I have a lot of close friends and family that go there. But just recently I went on my BV visit before state track and I talked to Coach Joe, and that's when I knew I think BV was going to be the best fit for me.
What was the conversation like with Coach Joe that swung you to saying that BV is where you wanted to be the next 4 years?
We just basically talked a lot about events and what events I want to run and be successful in. And she's very easygoing and she really has a good understanding for the athletes and kids and what where they think they will be best. And with Easton going there too, I think that kind of swayed me as well, because we'll probably just dorm together, and I think that'll be good. So, yeah.
I was just going to ask you that. Easton, you two grew up together. I think you guys have been hanging out since you were probably old enough to walk, right? So how much did you guys talk about maybe wanting to go somewhere together?
Yeah, me and Easton, we grew up together. He went to my mom's daycare. He just lives right up the street from me. So we've always been close, bestest of friends. And I knew he chose BV, I think, 3-4 months ago, and he was set in stone on it. I knew he wanted to go there because Jade and her track career and volleyball career. And I don't know, I was undecided at the point. And we, at the BV indoor meet for high school, he kind of joked to me and said, maybe you should think about dorming with me. And I was like, you know, that's not a bad idea. So just as it went along, and then at the grad party like a few months ago, his parents reached out to me and said, you should just send it and just do it. And, you know, I thought that'd be great.
Gabe, as you were talking with Coach Joe up there, what events, because you're a sprinter, but I think you could be that guy that, you know, strong enough to maybe do a 400, even maybe someday an 800. There's lots, as you said, they can kind of put you a lot of different places. What are some of the events they're thinking about putting you in here early in your college career?
They've talked about doing the decathlon. That is completely new to me.
I wondered about that. That would be something I could see you excelling at. What were your thoughts on it as they were bringing up that subject?
Me personally, I didn't really know much about the decathlon. You know, we don't even have an all-weather track at our school. For her to be talking about the pole vault and the discus and the shot and the 1600, I was overwhelmed, not going to lie. But I think I might see what it's like, see if I can excel at some of those events.
Have you been kind of getting in some 3 and 4 mile runs this summer before baseball gets underway in the morning and stuff to start prepping for that mile race?
I probably should, but I haven't been running the miles yet.
Well, I think that one might be easier to get going than maybe, you know, finding the technique for the disc and the shot and all the different throwing events. But I think you'd be successful in any of those. If you don't do that, what are some of the events that you would like to maybe get into early in your career?
I'd say just the regular sprints from the 100 to the 200. And then the nice thing about college is they have a 60-meter dash. I think I'd excel well in that one. And then also high jump and long jump. I've done those since a freshman, so I think I could do well in those.
You got a chance to run at their indoor facility again, as you mentioned, at that indoor meet for the high school kids back at the beginning of the spring season. Are you more excited about the outdoor or the indoor season heading into college?
Me personally, I'm more excited about the indoor. I've only ran indoor a few times in my life, but I just feel like the loudness of the indoor arenas and tracks are just next to none and just gives you that extra boost.
Let's talk about the visit with the campus. What did you see up there at the campus in Storm Lake? What did you like about maybe the living arrangements or the campus as a whole?
I really liked BV because it's a D3 college, so it's pretty small. But for what they have, it's pretty nice. They have a lot of good rec facilities. I know their indoor it's a wellness center as well. They got nice basketball hoops and all this. And then the dorms are really nice. So it's like, it's small enough to where you like it for your own comfort, but it also gives you that bigger college vibe. And that's what I liked about BV. And it's also by the lake too. So that's a nice addition.
Do you spend much time on the lake?
I don't spend as much as I'd like to, but I'm always down to wet a line or go boating or something. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be something hopefully you'll have time to do. Let's talk a little bit about the education part, not just going to play sports at BVU, going to be furthering that education as well. Have you decided on a major, any idea what you want to go into and what you'd like to do in the future?
this one was kind of like where I was lacking throughout my high school career. I didn't really know what I was going to do, but for sure I'm going to go for a business and marketing major. I think everyone needs a little business, and I think they're the school of business is that's what they say, so I think that'd be a good place to start.
Do you know what you want to do in the future with that business degree, or are you open to pretty much anything?
I'm open to anything, just whatever opportunities come and whatever I feel like is best for me and my family.
Well, Gabe, congratulations. It's been an absolute pleasure watching you participate in sports and play in sports over the last 4 years and getting to know you as well. I appreciate all the interviews and all the time you've given us. Going to be fun for me to be able to follow you and Easton's track careers up there at BV. So appreciate the time. Congratulations. And you know what? Tell you what, reach out to me after you run that first 4 mile here to get ready for that mile coming up this fall. Let me know how that one goes.
Hey, I probably won't be doing a lot of talking. It'll just be a lot of heavy breathing. That's all I
got to
say.
So. Well, Gabe, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Good luck with the baseball game tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for all the coverage and everything you've done over the years. It means a lot to us and all the athletes.
You bet. Gabe Obert again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders again. He is headed to Buena Vista to become a track athlete as well as another student.